everybody. This is Anna Sis coming to you with a podcast midweek. What is going on? Good day. You know, I had posted, I think, a podcast a week ago, but for some reason, I unpublished it by accident, and now you guys can't have access to it, so it's gone. So I'm like, oh, great. So now I have to do a redo of that. So if you guys heard that podcast, you know, it was a good one. So I'm just going to redo a new one, a new version, so you guys could have, you know, some benefits to this health and wellness and why wealth is your health. So that's what it's going to be about today. You know, your health is your wealth. My name is Anna Sisk. I've been an entrepreneur in the network marketing space. If you've heard any of my past podcasts, please go back and listen to a lot of my podcasts in regards to business with entrepreneurship and network marketing. You know, I try to come on here and give you guys the deep conversations of business, give you some tips that have helped me personally earn money online, and, you know, just change your mindset. Because, you know, whenever you join a business, you know, it has to be with a very strong mindset of a decision that you are committed to your business. But, you know, with all honesty, you know, I think making money online is easier than actually going to a 9-to-5. I feel like, you know, working from home and working for yourself is so much better. But, you know, anyway, you can go back to my, you know, old podcasts and re-listen to those, just to help you get, you know, a mindset or a perspective of business and working from home. I've been in the network marketing space for a long time, and actually I started in digital marketing. That's where I started my network marketing career. I didn't start, you know, in anything else, but I started in digital marketing with a company that actually offered many services to help, you know, anybody make money online, you know, and teach them, you know, certain steps on how to do it. And I have a great course right now that if you're interested in actually learning about digital marketing and learning how to make money online and you've never done it before, I have a course that is about, it runs from $50 to $100 to $300. So whatever, you know, you want to do or whatever level you want to start at for digital marketing, you can, you know, purchase, you know, whatever course you want. But there's three of them. And of course, you know, I would recommend the $300 course because it gives you the breakdown on step-by-step blueprint on how to make money online. Now, you guys can find that on my Facebook account at facebook.com/prosperityanna. You guys can reach out to me and DM me for information if you want to have that course. It helped me, you know, get started and everything. But, you know, aside from digital marketing, I got involved in a wellness company. That this podcast is going to be about, you know, health is your wealth. You know, making money online is great, and making money period is great. Going to work, making money, earning your 2-week paycheck, you know, and doing all that is great. Okay. But really, where is your true wealth? Where is your true wealth? It is in your health. It is in what you're doing to take care of you every single day. And sometimes we neglect our health and we neglect the priority of taking care of ourselves because we're so busy making money. We're so busy trying to pay the bills. We're so busy trying to put food on the table that your health and, you know, looking at, you know, your overall wellness isn't a priority to you. And I get that. I've been there. I've been the parent where, you know, I'm working really hard and my health just, you know, just was not at its peak health. You know, I remember I went through a very, very dark period where I had, you know, I got pregnant. I had a miscarriage. Right after my miscarriage, I, you know, went through a deep depression. But the reason that I lost my baby, and I truly believe that this is the reason, was because I was working 12-hour days. I wasn't eating properly. You know, so sometimes I wouldn't eat breakfast. I just go to work, you know, on coffee and a donut. I wasn't taking care of me. And so when I found, I didn't even know I was pregnant actually. And I was working really hard. I was sleeping only maybe like 4 to 5 hours a night. I wasn't getting enough rest. I wasn't eating right. And that's the conclusion that me and my doctor came down to why I miscarried my baby. Because she's like, you're in perfectly good health. I don't see anything wrong with you. She goes, you know, we've tested you. You know, she did several tests on me. She's like, everything came back, you know, great and normal. She goes, so I don't know. She goes, why you would miscarry this baby? She goes, why, you know, you didn't go full term. You know, I don't understand why. And I told her, I said, it's because of the stress levels I'm under and because I didn't eat properly. And I know that I didn't take good care of myself. So I was under a lot of stress and pressure at my job. And I knew that it was just taking a toll on my health, period. So regardless, I went through a deep depression and I, you know, just didn't really consider my health at all, even after I lost my baby. I didn't really revisit, you know, losing weight and getting healthy until, you know, I believe 2015. 2015, I had really engaged in fitness. And I had lost a bunch of weight and I had really dedicated myself to getting, you know, back into the shape that I was when I was in my 20s. And so I was determined to actually just work out. And, you know, I lost my father in 2013. And so 2 years later, I just was realizing that, you know what, I need to pick myself back up. I need to get, you know, fit again. So 2015, I was really in good shape. I was pretty fit. 2015, 16. Then 2017, 18, and 19, I was like, you know, really just gaining all the weight back, didn't exercise, wasn't really caring about my diet until, you know, my daughter, and I told this story before, my daughter was diagnosed with, you know, an ovarian cyst, and she had to have surgery, and we didn't know if it was a malignant tumor or if it was benign. She had a pretty good size cyst. It's pretty much the size of, I believe, an eggplant. So it's pretty large. So she had to get it removed and we had to get her in top shape for 30 days. We had, you know, between when she was diagnosed with it and then by the time she had to have surgery was 30 days later. And I had to really figure out how to get her, you know, to not be anemic by the time she had surgery, because they didn't want to do a blood transfusion and, you know, when she went into surgery. So that, you know, we just had to go through a process of her nutrition and take care of her. And I really had to really dig deep into the vitamin and supplements area, which came, you know, where I found out, you know, this company, you know, was actually promoting wellness. And I had known a lot of friends that were taking the products. So I partnered with one of my you know, mentors, and I really respected this woman. And she, you know, she was telling us, you know, about the CBD industry and how, you know, it was helping, you know, with you know, anything that, you know, you were dealing with stress or, you know, and all that stuff and losing weight, the detox tea and all that stuff and how important detoxing was. And so she really made me a believer. So I put my daughter on the detox tea and I put her on the multi-liquid vitamin. So then 30 days later, by the time we saw her oncologist again, she was back. Her numbers were, you know, she was up with her blood count. And then, of course, her markers went down. So meaning that, you know, it was a possibility that the actual cyst that she had wasn't malignant. And so the doctor basically told me this diagnosis. She was like, you know what, we're not going to know how serious it is until I go in there surgically. So imagine me not knowing what was going to happen once she had my daughter on the surgical table. So I was like really upset, but I really had faith in these products and this company. And so I, you know, I really knew it was going to turn around when she told me that, you know, she saw her blood work and that she was really surprised how much better it looked compared to the last time she took it, which was 30 days ago. And so she's telling me, well, what did you do different? You know, what did you guys do? And I said, well, I had her on a really good, you know, diet. I gave her a lot of fruits and vegetables, lean protein, a lot of fish. I gave her, you know what I'm saying, her liquid vitamin every day. You know, I had her on the detox tea. I had her just, you know, her system, you know, revamped where, you know, it was going to be at a good pH level. And so she was like, okay. She goes, we'll continue to do that after surgery. And I said, okay. So, you know, really helping my daughter is what motivated me to actually get in wellness, you know, and really look at life differently, because it's scary, right? You have something happening to someone you love and all you want to do is help them get better. And so then that's what I dedicated my life to. And so then, of course, in return, you know, after, you know, getting my daughter all ready to go and her going back to work and getting her normal life back, I actually looked in the mirror one day and, you know, I was looking at pictures because we had took a trip to Yellowstone, and I was like, I'm looking at my pictures and I'm like, who's that? And they're like, that's you. And I looked so old. I looked old. My hair just didn't look shiny. My skin was very dull. I was overweight. I was, you know, very uncomfortable with the way I looked. I was surprised that I was looking at myself in these pictures and really, really taking a good look and saying, wow, you know, I really look terrible. Like, really, I felt that way. And no one said it to me. No one told me, you know, Anna, you know, you're looking kind of terrible right now. You're not looking your best. Anyway, so no one was really honest with me. And my husband, I was asking him, I was like, you know, how did you let me get to this level? How did you not tell me that I wasn't looking my best? Like, I really just was like, I can't believe that this is me. And I'm looking, you know, just old and overweight. And look at my legs and look at my body, I'm just overweight and you're not telling me. And he's like, you know, I'm not going to criticize you. You know what I'm saying? He's like, you know, look at me, you know, I'm, you know, he's telling me, he's like, look at me, you know, I'm overweight. I'm not at my goal weight. How am I going to criticize you? And so then I told him, of course, you know, I understand, but I told him, you know, honesty is the best policy sometimes. But anyway, my family loves me. My husband loves me. Truly he does, because he never told me. And then I decided to do a 30-day challenge with my company, because that's what they were doing at the time when I joined. And so then I'm like, okay, for 30 days I had to work out, and then of course 30 healthy meals and 30 days of taking my supplements. So I, you know, I started to detox and look into researching detoxing and CBD and all this stuff. And I really dug deep into the wellness company, because when I join a company, or when I look at a business, I research the company, I research the product ingredients, I go dig deep into what I'm involved in, only because if I'm going to be promoting a product per se, you know, with anything I do it with excellence. I don't deliver something that's going to be half done or have mediocre results or ingredients. I'm going to look into the ingredients and really want the best to come into my body so that I can, you know, pretty much feel confident in promoting it. So I said to myself, okay, I'm going to try these products myself. I seen the results my kid got, right? My daughter. And I said, she got great results. I have the medical proof to back it up. So I'm like, okay, it's all good and dandy. And so then I said, I'm going to try it for myself and see if they work for me, to see if I can lose weight, see if I can really do this for myself. I told my husband, I'm going to really dedicate myself to this for 30 days and let's see what happens. So in the process, of course, you know, I started out with a detox tea at night, and then during the day I would take the vitamins and, you know, do all that stuff. We have so many supplements that can help with energy, that can help with muscle recovery, that can help with, just making you feel better. And I had never detoxed in my life. I think the last time I detoxed, if I remember right, I was 23 years old. I actually bought a product online, an infomercial, and it was like a detox tea. And it was really bitter. It was kind of nasty, really, tell you the truth. It was a tea that, you know, you pretty much had to steam, you know, a little pot and then kind of filter all the little herbs out. And, you know, it was time consuming, but it really gave me a good detox, but it was terrible. It tastes awful. And you know, that's the first time I detoxed, which was a little bit brutal, of course, because when you're detoxing, it's getting rid of everything, you know, in your system. It's cleaning out your gut. So I was a little bit skeptical, just like everybody when they hear the word detox, they're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to go to the bathroom all the time. I don't want to have to deal with that. But unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to make small sacrifices to get bigger results. So I was willing to sacrifice the taste if it tasted bad. I was willing to sacrifice, you know, eating better and cutting out all bad foods. I was willing to take that next step to really take care of my health, and I really wanted to do better. So I was dedicated. So I tried the tea. It actually tastes like lemon and honey. It really was really good tasting. It was like a lemonade, you know, flavor, and it was really, really, really refreshing. So I was like, okay, so this tastes good, you know, okay, I could do this. And so then I took it at night, and then the next day, of course, you know, it got rid of all the toxins in my body. So I was going to the bathroom a little bit more than usual. So I went to the bathroom probably like 4 times. And of course I had a really good detox. It took everything nasty out. And then the vitamin made me have a lot of energy. It made me feel really awake during the day, so then I could get through my workouts, because, you know, I started out with cardio and some HIIT workouts when I first started. So then I did that. And then sometimes, you know, I would do 2 workouts in a day. So then I would do like the treadmill at night, and then I would do the cardio in the morning. And, you know, I was just doing extra because I really wanted to lose the weight. And so I was drinking a lot of water. I looked into nutrition and what can really help me lean down. So I was eating a lot of protein, lean protein, and a lot of greens and salads, and incorporating a lot of vegetables and fruits into my diet. Eating better than probably I had ate in a couple years. So of course I started to feel better. So then of course the workouts were getting easier. You know, the first week is brutal though. I mean, you know, when you first start out of fitness exercise and you're starting to eat different and you're doing a detox, trust me when I tell you, your body's not going to be happy. My body was a little bit cranky the first couple weeks when I tried it. But you know, as the third week came along, all the uncomfortableness subsided. And so then you start feeling really good because your body feels clean when you're getting all those toxins out. Yes, it's not a good experience when you're detoxing, okay? It's not made to make you feel good. What it's made is to get rid of whatever you've been putting in your body for years. And I tell people, sometimes the process is ugly, you know, but hang in there for a couple days and go through the process, right? And you know me, I started out on a weekend, so that way I didn't have to go anywhere and I didn't have any interruptions. So I started on a Friday, which made it easier for me to do it over the weekend. And so I really just, you know, tell people, look, you know, detoxing and taking vitamins, you know, it's just a great way to get your system back to what it used to be. And I wasn't sure how my body was going to react or how I was going to feel. But then I started to look at the results that I was getting, guys. In 30 days, I mean, I revamped my whole body. Okay, my stomach got flatter, you know, my thighs got tighter, you know, my muscles just got stronger. I started seeing more definition in my arms. I started to see my face transform, because, you know, when you lose weight, when you're working out, it seems like you're working every muscle in your body, including your face, including your arms, your body, your hands, your feet, your legs, your arms, your stomach. Everything. You're working out your whole body. So my face was getting kind of a little bit chiseled down, where you were starting to see the you know, the bone structure that I had. You know, I started to see more definition in my bone structure, my facial bone structure. I started to see more definition in my nose. I started to see more, you know, more lines, you know, more diminished. I started to see, you know, my eyes become a little brighter. I started to see my hair get really shiny. My skin is super smooth. And I'm like, You know, and so then, of course, you know, I'm taking pictures because, you know, I'm going through the 30-day challenge and, you know, we have all these things going on in the family. We have, you know, parties and events. And I saw myself again in pictures and I was like just blown away how different I started to look in my pictures. You know, I was like, a lot of people were like, you know, you look younger now than you did before. Like, what did happen? What did you do? Like, are you using a different skin lotion? Are you, I mean, what are you, what's going on? And I tell people all the time, I'm all, it's these products. It's not that I bought any type of skincare that's different. Because actually my company offers, you know, a CBD soap and a reduce spray that acts like a toner. So actually I was using that as well on my skin. I was spraying it on my skin. And I was using the CBD detox tea and the vitamins. And I said, and that's all I'm doing, really. And then we have a sea moss that helps as well with your skin and collagen build, you know, to build your collagen in your body. So I'm like, you know, I'm taking all my products, basically is what I tell people. Look, you know, I'm doing, you know, the greens and I'm trying all the products because I want to know what's going to work for me. I did the probiotic shake and I did, you know, that in the morning, sometimes with a banana and almond milk, and that alone was helping me with my skin and my hair. And because it has chia seeds inside, you know what I'm saying? So the chia seeds were just, you know, helping my skin. And I was like, you know, it's just, I'm taking these products. And that's what I would tell people. I would be completely honest. Like, well, this is all I'm doing. I didn't buy a new skincare, new lotion or anything like that. I'm not doing anything different. I'm just, you know, really drinking a lot of water and taking my products and eating better. And so people were like, wow, you know, and you don't realize who you're affecting, especially my children, because they see me. And they're like, you know what, Mom, I'm going to have to take these products too. Like, you know, because I see the change. And I'm like, okay, so my kids started to become believers of the product. So then, you know, then my neighbor started asking me about the products. And my family members started asking me about the products. So then, of course, I had a nice customer base built on my results. And people see my, you know, my last pictures and then they see me now. And they know that there's a change. They just don't know what I did until I tell them. And so, you know, I tell people, look, it's a matter of decision. You know, your health is a matter of just a decision. You know, whether you want to believe it or not, you know, it's just a decision of you being committed to your health, you know, and I challenge you to do that today. Take a challenge for 30 days to revamp your nutrition. What are you eating? What are you putting in your body? Okay, what kind of supplements are you putting in your body? What kind of exercise are you doing? Are you delivering, you know, some good exercise to move those muscles that haven't had exercise in who knows how long? And I know exercise is painful because I told my husband this. I said, you know, a lot of the reasons why people fall out and don't complete their 30 days is because of the pain and the sacrifice, okay, of getting a better body and better results. Sometimes, you know, we shortchange ourselves and say, you know what? I don't want to work out. I don't want to feel bad. I don't want to be sore for days. You know, I don't want to feel this way. It hurts. You know, exercise does cause pain, you know what I'm saying, in your muscles because your muscles are not used to movement. Your muscles are not used to you being active. They're used to you, you know, basically just, you know, being lazy. Let's tell the truth. And so, of course, if your body's used to being lazy, you know, you're not going to be comfortable when you do exercise. It's not supposed to be there for you to be comfortable. It's supposed to be there to give you results in your body. And so I think that, you know, if we just step outside of the comfort zone that we want to be in all the time, you know, we always want to just take the easy way. Okay, how can I lose weight the easy way? You know, people will go and buy pills on Amazon. What was it called? Phetamine, you know, and all these, and Ephedra, and all these bad things that you are willing to take a shortcut to lose weight. But what you're doing is you're damaging your heart valves, your heart, by taking these pills that are on the black market. You see what I'm saying? Because you want to take the easy route to lose weight versus putting in the work and being committed. And you know what? I'm one of the people that are like, I'm in it to win it. I will dedicate 30 days to this. If I see results, I will do it and I will try it out because I'm just that committed of a person with things once I decide. And so I committed to do this challenge. And I'm telling you guys, I did it 2 rounds, 2 months, okay, 60 days. Then I did it again in 90 days. In a matter of 90 days, I lost a matter of 70 pounds. I lost inches. I lost, like I said, you know, looking old and feeling old. You know, I revamped my whole look and lifestyle. I look younger than I ever have. You know, I'm aging backwards and I'm really happy about it. People have called me a vampire. They're like, you know, Anna, you're immortal. There is no way you look young and, you know, you're aging, you're older. Every year you get older. I'm like, yeah, but I still look good. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to fight this age and, you know, looking old probably for the rest of my life until, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be one of those, you know, grandmas that are 60 and 70 looking like I'm 45. Excuse me, but that's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to give aging without a fight. And so I tell people, look, this is just something that I've dedicated my life to because I committed to it. Because I'm very dedicated. And so I want to tell you today that the first thing that you need to do in order to change your lifestyle is just get committed. Start on a 30-day journey to wellness, okay? So that you can feel better than you ever have. You know, start, you know, exercising. You know, start working out. Taking a walk even every day for 15 minutes a day can do wonders for your body. Okay, you don't have to do strenuous exercise. I don't recommend that you go right into a cardio workout if you never worked out before. I don't want you to injure yourself, okay? Take walks. Get your body used to movement first. And then, you know, go on hikes. And then start running if you want to. And then start doing the cardio, okay? After you've been doing it for a couple weeks. But, you know, get your body used to movement. You know, secondly, you know, change your nutrition. Change what you're putting in your body. Eat more proteins, vegetables, and fruits. Cut out the carbs. Cut out the sugars and the sodas. Cut out the candy bars and the ice cream. Cut out the pizza, the extra dough, and bread. I know some of you love bread, and I'm one of those people. Bread and fries are my friend, okay? I love them. Carbs, I love them. I'm not so much into sweets. But, you know, I do like, you know what I'm saying, an occasional Danish if I have one. You know, I do like fruits. I do like, you know, that side. I even like having a vanilla latte. But, you know, you have to do those things with moderation. Okay? You can't have those things every week. You know what I'm saying? Change, you know, adding vegetables to your diet. If you don't like vegetables, you know, you get yourself used to liking vegetables. Add different seasonings. Try different things. There's so many things on the internet that you could find a good balanced, you know, way to eat where it tastes good. I found that adding seasonings to your vegetables and your entrees can change the flavor, which will make it more pleasant tasting instead of tasting bland and plain. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, and adding, you know, like I said, more water to your diet. You know, when's the last time you drank water? You know, you guys can't just drink a bunch of, you know, sugar all the time and sodas. And I know it tastes good. Don't, you know, I'm not knocking it tastes good. Soda tastes good, but it's not good for you. It's not good for your dental health and it's not good for you internally. Really, it isn't. So cut the sugars. And then number three is, you know, decide in your mind to change your way of looking at food. The way you look at, you know, supplementations, you know, don't be cheap with your supplements, because I know a lot of people are like, you know, and I love the fact that you lost weight, you look great, and your supplements, but your supplements are a little bit pricey. You know what I'm saying? They're expensive. And to me, it's like, you know what? That's an excuse, because some of you will drop $200 on some Air Jordans in a heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? And that's not benefiting you at all. It's just having you, you know what I'm saying, have nicer shoes. But you're not willing to drop $60 or $100 on supplements because, you know, they're expensive, but actually it's going to help your health overall. I mean, really, does that make sense to you guys? To me, it's like, you know, I never put a price on my health ever. Never have I ever, because, you know, I feel like if I'm going to want what's best for me, right, for my health, I'm going to want the Tesla of the or the Ferrari of the supplements. I'm not going to want to take the cheaper, you know, Hyundai, you know, of products. I'm not going to want to do that. I'm going to want to go with the best. And if I'm going to have to take, if I'm going to have to buy something and it's a little bit pricey, then oh well. But if it's going to give me results, why would I put a price tag on my health? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, a visit to the ER nowadays is like $300. So, I mean, really, you know, do you really want to put a price tag on your health? I think not. You know what I'm saying? And some of you have bad habits that you need to get rid of. You need to quit smoking. Smoking is really bad for your health. You know, and vaping and, you know, just smoking marijuana. You know what I mean? Marijuana has its benefits because I do promote CBD. But CBD and THC are two different type of things, okay? CBD is actually the benefits of the marijuana plant, the cannabis plant. You're getting the benefits of it, right? You're not getting the THC psychosis part of it where it changes your mood and alters your way of feeling. You know what I'm saying? So the CBD version is you getting the benefits of the plant versus the bad stuff of the plant. You know what I'm saying? But I believe that, you know, it starts with, you know, changing your habits, changing the way you do things. And I know breaking bad habits and breaking away from what you're used to, you know, bacon and, you know, eating bacon and having a bunch of biscuits with gravy and, you know, pouring on all that stuff, you know, I get it. You know, it tastes great, right, to eat bad. You've trained your body to eat bad for so many years. But you know what, your body is not designed for you to abuse it. And that's what people don't get or don't understand, is that your body has to be an engine so that it can help you survive in this lifetime, help you age gracefully, help you keep you in shape. You know, you have to treat your body like it is the Ferrari. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't put a bunch of trash in your Ferrari. You wouldn't dump a dump truck of trash over your Ferrari. You wouldn't even want to scratch the paint of your Ferrari. So why would you guys treat your body like it doesn't mean nothing? You know what I'm saying? You have to put value on your body. You have to put value on yourself, your mental health, your overall health. You have to treat your body like it is a precious gift. If you really look at your body, it is designed to help you live and survive. If you look at food as comforting, as a reward, then you're not looking at food properly. I look at food as a fuel. This is fuel for my body. Is it going to benefit me to eat this? Is it going to damage me to eat this? You have to rethink your decisions on what you're putting in your Ferrari, okay? And I'm using that as a metaphor because people don't understand the picture. You wouldn't want to drive a Ferrari on flat tires. You see what I'm saying? And so you guys are really, you know, pushing your bodies to not perform at their optimal health, you know. And sometimes only you feel sick, you don't feel well, you're not living life to the quality of life that you deserve. And it's because you're not taking care of your body. You're not putting what you want in this body. And some of you are suffering from depression. Some of you are suffering from, you know, stress. Some of you are overweight, you know. Some of you, you know, just, you know, you're tired of being tired. You have all these health issues, you know, and it's time for you to reconsider, you know, what you're putting in your body and what you're doing to your body, because that is a reflection of what's coming out. What's going in your body is a reflection of what's coming out. So if you suffer from acne, psoriasis, eczema, you suffer from all these different ailments, okay? It is because something in your body is not alkalining. It's not working. It's something's going on with your diet. And most of it is diet and health. I'm sorry. So, you know what I mean? I'm trying to, you know, get you guys to paint this picture of what your quality of life can look like if you decide today to take action. And I'm telling you guys this because I care about you. I come on these podcasts because I care. I'm giving you guys free advice in business and how to make money. And I'm giving you free game, okay? I'm not charging you guys for this advice. You know, I'm not charging you guys to give you these tips and tricks. I'm actually trying just to help you because I love people, because I don't want to see them suffering. And you know, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making any medical claims that my products, you know, do any of the stuff that they do. But you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, if you try them, you might feel different. It'll help your quality of life is what I'm saying. You know, I'm not trying to make any medical claims on anything that I'm trying to tell you right now, but I'm just trying to give you some advice on what's helped me personally. Okay. This is my own personal testimony of what's happened in my life. And so I share it with you guys because I want to help you. It's not to hurt you. It's to help you. And so, you know, I got into health and wellness for different reasons, like you heard. I got in this business for my kids, you know what I'm saying, and to help my child. And then now it's helping me. So I'm trying to help you, you know what I'm saying, in return, and give you the gift that I received of, you know what I'm saying, looking younger, feeling younger, and losing weight, and feeling good about yourself again. Because trust me when I tell you that, you know, I can't put a price tag on how I feel. I can't put a price tag on how I look. I can't put a price tag on what it's given me to try to revamp my health and wellness. So yes, I do believe that health is your wealth. Over money, over anything, health is your top priority, or it should be. Look at what we're going through with all these pandemics and all these variants and all this craziness. You know, we have to be in optimal health. We have to be at the top of our game. We have to be 10 steps ahead of these things, because if we don't grasp a healthier way to live, then we're just defeating the purpose of going through all this chaos and it entering our household. And then, you know, just, you know, I've lost loved ones due to COVID. I've lost my godmother and my cousin, you know, all within a 6-month difference of, you know, one dying and then the next. And trust me when I tell you that it's a very, very painful experience to lose somebody you love to these life changes. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know, I'm on here with a purpose to give you guys that perspective of changing your life for the good of you and your family, you know, and for you to live longer and to take care of yourself. Because trust me when I tell you, you only get one chance to live on this earth. You get one chance to change your lifestyle. You get one chance to really make a difference. And I've helped people lose up to 30 pounds, 40 pounds. I've helped people lose weight. I've helped people, you know, feel different, and you know, my company has helped them, and these products, and I can just thank my company for it, because they're providing me a service that I can share with others. And if you guys want to see more on my journey, you guys could go to my Instagram at @officialgirlbossanna. You guys can reach out to me and DM me, message me whenever you want, ask me questions about it, and say you heard my podcast. You know what I'm saying? You guys want to get a hold of these products. I have my link in my bio. You guys can go check it out and, you know, figure it out for yourself. You know, get the ingredient list and, you know, really just see how beneficial it is for you to detox your body and to really just feel different and experience the products for yourself. I have a 30-day money-back guarantee. But like I said, I'm not on here to make money to sell you. I'm not on here just to, you know what I'm saying, say buy my products because, you know, I want to be like, you know, all these other companies. It's not like that. I've had a true testimony and experience with my products. It has helped me and my family. So now I am in return telling you to, hey, you know what? Try them. See if they help you guys out. I'm just here to offer, you know, what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even want to get involved in health and wellness because I didn't want to add another business to my business. I already have, you know, other businesses that I do. And so my intentions were never to change or switch up or anything like that. Like I said, it was a personal testimony that happened in my family that changed my mind and my perspective on how I looked at health and wellness. And I hope that it changes you. I hope that this podcast really wakes you up and helps you really just challenge yourself to try to get your body moving and feeling better. And you know what? You can look amazing. I see potential in everybody. I don't care if you're 150 pounds, 200 pounds, pounds overweight. I don't care if you're 80 pounds overweight. I don't care if you think that you can't lose weight and it can't work for you. You know, I don't care if you look at it that way, because it can. It could be you. You can look in the mirror and be proud of yourself, girl. If you look in the mirror, you know, you can be proud of yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to, you know, accept, you know, looking and feeling terrible every day. You don't have to accept the life that you've already chose. You know, you can change it at any time. And when I looked in the mirror and I looked at those pictures, I made a decision to change my life. I made a decision that I'm not going to be that girl that's going to feel sorry for herself, that's going to be overweight, that's going to, you know, have to, you know, buy a new wardrobe because, you know, I can't fit in my old clothes. You know, I decided that I wasn't going to be the girl that was going to be sad and depressed and just, you know, humiliated by, you know, looking that way. I just didn't feel good being overweight. And I felt it because we actually went on I believe it was kind of like some sort of hike. And I think we were going uphill. And I realized I was out of shape. I was like, you know, having really trouble breathing. And I was like, you know what? I need to work out because this is not okay. You know what I'm saying? When you see everybody else just, you know what I mean? They're just going and, you know, you're just like left behind. That makes you feel really crummy. You know what I'm saying? And so I challenged myself, like, you know, okay, I'm going to give this 30 days and I'm going to do this for me. I'm going to do this for me. And I made that decision that day that I was going to do it for me. And so I'm asking you to do it for you. Like I said, if you guys want to reach out to me and see these products, find me at my Instagram account on Official Girl Boss Anna, A-N-N-A. And I'll see you guys and I'll talk to you again. And I hope that this podcast helped change your perspective. I hope that maybe I kind of kicked you guys in gear, you know, and also share it. If you don't want to lose weight, you don't want to detox, you don't want to try vitamins, you don't want to deal with all the health and wellness, that's fine. It's your decision. But don't be greedy. Share this podcast with other people because they might need it. They might be looking for someone to help get them motivated. So, you know what I'm saying? Share my podcast. Help me get the word out because I'm trying to help, you know, at least 2,000 more people. And I'm really just trying to just, you know, get, you know, my products in people's hands so that they can understand that they can have a better quality of life. I love you guys. Take care. And if you haven't heard my other podcast about business, go back and listen to it. You know, and I hope to talk to you guys again. I welcome all new listeners, and please, 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 you know, follow me on social media, show me support and love, and take care, guys. Have a great one. Bye-bye.